And this is Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. We receive support from Pacagama Plaza Liquor in Grand Rapids. Pacagama Plaza Liquor features a wide variety of spirits, including wine and domestic and imported beer. And thanks also to Vespertine, Tribal Belly Dance Troupe of the Brainerd Lakes area, for supporting Northern Community Radio programming. Vespertine Tribal Belly Dancers are available to perform at events, festivals, receptions, and parties, along with teaching a variety of belly dance, hoop fitness, fire dance, and karate for adults and children. More at VespertineTribal.com or on Facebook. Coming up on September 27th, a Saturday, in Park Rapids at the restored Armory Park or Armory Square is the Great Northern Radio Show, the next installment of the Great Northern Radio Show. And a couple of the musical acts involved are the 4th Street Sirens and also Tree Party, which features a couple of members that hail from originally from Park Rapids and have bought three records out. And the most recent one, released in 2014, is called Iced Over. Pardon me, Iced Over Thawing, Minnesota's Local Lore. It says it pays homage to the real people and real stories from Minnesota, from the rugged North Shore through the serene portages of our boundary waters to the rolling plains in the Southwest. These stories tell the tales of true Minnesota legends. We have Helmer Ockvik, old man of the and the Inland Sea. Wrinkle Meat, the 137-year-old man, which was a Native American from around the Bemidji area. Dorothy Moulter, known as the Root Beer Lady. Burl Sylvester, Plainview's great war hero. Charlie the Lost Cartographer. John Beargreese, the fearless mail carrier. And Careless Hap, that's a Minnesota romp, it says. So that one isn't about anybody specific, but this should be a lot of fun, as have many of the Great Northern Radio shows. And I think last week I played the track number 2, the song about Wrinkle Meat. Today we're going to get started on Center Stage Minnesota with the song Dorothy Moulter, the Root Beer Lady. From what I understand, she was one of the last residents of the Boundary Waters. And listen closely, you'll hear pretty accurate accounts of her legend. There is a Dorothy Moulter Museum up in Ely, and I don't know. This is just a fun record. I like the idea of the concept of the record. So here's Tree Party, Dorothy Moulter, the Root Beer Lady on Center Stage, Minnesota.
On an island in the pines, isolated from the time, there's a rainbow paddle line, and Dorothy. A smile as sweet as honey, just as tasty as a brew. Ooh. if she don't make you happy. She's got something that will do.
Up here on the border, there's a little town built by some old soldier, cut the timber down. When the fire starts to smolder and there's not a single sound, the devil on your shoulder comes around. I knew an old gray woman in an old gray shack. Came to the border, didn't even pack. Her favorite day is Monday, and her favorite color is black. She says she's never going back. Up here on the border, the snow is moving in. There ain't nothing colder than a howling border wind. The day is nearly over, soon as it begins, everybody suffers for their sins. No one on the border ever wins. Just across the border, there's another frozen land. If you try to go there, they won't lend a hand. It's almost like the border is made of sinking sand. There's a world that we don't understand. Up here on the border, the snow is moving in. There ain't nothing colder than a howling border wind. Day is nearly over, soon as it begins, everybody suffers for their sins. No one on the border ever wins.
I'm sad, I'm raving. sorry, baby, I am.
New from Diedrich Kark and the Social Animals, formerly known as Diet Folk, opening track to their self-titled release. Misunderstood is the name of that one. Brett Larson, a part of the House of Mercy Recordings group of musicians down in the Twin Cities. His release is called One of These Roads. It's got a lot of, the song is, it's mostly country crooner sounding stuff like that, that throwback to Bob Wills and Marty Robbins, and there's a few others in there that, depending on the song, may remind you of. It's a quiet but really good record. One of These Roads from Brett Larson. We heard Up Here on the Border. Tree Party started us off today on Center Stage, Minnesota. Dorothy Moulter, the Root Beer Lady, from Iced Over, Thine, Minnesota's Local Lore. Once again, they're one of the musical acts that's going to be in the Park Rapids edition of the Great Northern Radio Show, which is taking place September 27th, Saturday, between 5 and 7 at Armory Square in Park Rapids. Tickets are free, as always. You just need to call 800-662-5799 and let us know how many seats you would like. It's a live radio broadcast, a variety show, so you are kind of part of the show and kind of a fly on the wall as an audience member, because the focus is on the radio broadcast, and so you get to see the happenings that in a typical stage production aimed at the in-house audience would probably be behind the scenes, but they are out in front of the scenes because... as I said, the radio broadcast is the priority, and the in-house audience kind of gets to be an observer, and you're a participant on certain levels. So they are a lot of fun, and so give us a call, 800-662-5799, if you want to secure a seat for you and yours for the Great Northern Radio Show on September 27th of coming up in about a month. It's going to be a lot of fun. We receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services in Bemidji, offering foster care, residential treatment for girls, in-home crisis services, as well as a fully licensed outpatient mental health clinic offering services to children and families. North Homes mental health staff work towards improving the quality of life of children, adolescents, and adults. More at northhomesinc.org. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, which is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The Howlin' Brothers are coming to Northern Minnesota, and they're going to be playing a concert September 11th. That's a Thursday in the evening at our Under the Rotary Tent in Grand Rapids, next to the Mississippi River, next to the studios of KAXE, Northern Community Radio Studios, KAXE in Grand Rapids. They're going to be going on at about 8 o'clock, and at 6:30, taking the stage will be Alicia Corbett, one of my very, very favorite. If I'm biased, I have to admit this would be one where I... It seems to ring true with other people too, but I don't know if I could be completely objective about Alicia. I've been a fan of her music going back probably to about originally 1992, and I just think she's fantastic, and I'm super excited because she really does not get out of the Twin Cities that much. People in northern Michigan, where she grew up, get to see her some when she goes back to Escanaba up on the UP, but she... it's just one of those things where some musicians are more local musicians. I've tried like heck to get a band that's a really great band, rockabilly with emphasis on the rock, and some punk influence, called the Bad Companions, to get out of Minneapolis too. But you know, some of these people, they get to a point in their musical careers, and they really don't see the point in traveling all the way, you know, 4 hours if they can't get paid enough and all this kind of stuff, and which is understandable. You know, it's their prerogative. But my point is that getting to see Alicia Corbett of Tea and Sympathy with some musicians coming up here is not an opportunity you're going to get that often. So you might want to take advantage of it. She's also going to play a show at the Legion in Bemidji on September 12th, the Friday, September 12th. And that'll be more of a 3 sets in 4 hours, kind of holding down the night type of thing. But she's going to go on at 6:30, September 11th. That's a Thursday. And then about 8 o'clock, the Howlin' Brothers will take the stage. That show is $7, only $7 for Northern Community Radio members. It's $10 for people who have not seen the light yet, and that's still a great deal. So mark your calendars, September 11th, and should be a really fun show. It's the closing, sort of the closing of the tent event. And if we do have bad weather, we will pull it inside, so don't worry. Your tickets will be we'll still guarantee you a performance. We're optimistic, though. We think we're going to be outside. You may need a sweatshirt, but that should be about all. From the Lit release from Tea and Sympathy, which is a 1998 release, here is Half Ten on Center Stage Minnesota.
Are you slipping into the night? Slipping on your silky leopard print, I hear. Are you slipping into the night? Slipping on your silky leopard print, I hear. And hey, I wish you. Yeah. shining on you. You don't have to call. You don't have to say that you love me or anything at all. You don't have to cry. You don't have to cry like a baby boy.
Taken by surprise, never would have known from the look in your eyes. Maybe we could restart your old pickup truck parked in the yard. Baby, take my car and drive it away. Don't go too far, 'cause the wheels start to shake every time you take my heart out of park. Strangest things happen more often than not when you're around. I like we go out and park in a track stereo sound. Surprise, never would have known the look in your eyes. Maybe we could restart the old pickup truck parked in the yard. But baby, time you take my heart out of park. Full of gold, there's no more than we made.
let's just keep on driving till we run out of gas.
Yeah, The Seed is the name of the recent release from the Christopher David Hansen Band. I've listened to this a number of times, and I just get I get excited every time I hear it. It starts with his voice. He's got a great band too, but boy, that voice. And that's Heart Out of Park from The Seed. You can see Christopher David Hansen Band doing an acoustic set from 6 until 8 at your mother's place in Mountain Iron this Saturday. And then Josh Palmy will be on after that. I think Christopher David Hansen Band 6 until 8. And then Josh Palmy Band after that. And previous to that will be some belly dancers. I'm not sure if that's Vespertine Tribal Belly Dancers from Brainerd or not, but that's fun too. We had those we had Vespertine at our festival not this last year but the year before, and boy, that was really something very interesting to see, very entertaining, had a great vibe to it as well. So we received support from Advocates for Family Peace, serving Itasca and Northeast St. Louis counties by creating an awareness in our communities and promoting safety, equality, and responsibility in intimate and family relationships. If you or someone you know is being abused, call Advocates for Family Peace at 800-909-8336. Thanks to Byers Greenhouse for supporting Northern Community Radio programming, a local family-owned business for over 56 years. Byers Greenhouse offers a wide selection of flowers and plants zoned for northern Minnesota, including annuals, perennials, hanging baskets, trees, shrubs, bulbs, vegetables, and herbs. Byers Greenhouse is located on Highway 169 East, halfway between Grand Rapids and Coleraine, or online at byersgreenhouse.com. Other music you can check out this weekend. Tonight at Bridget's, starting from between 8 and 11, Sam Miltich and Clearwater Hot Club with guest jazz cellist Martha Larson. That's a great opportunity there. And then Sunday at Bridget's is Millerfest. It's a remembrance, a musical remembrance gathering of Jim Miller, late Jim Miller. A legendary musician around Bemidji, and absolutely, the quality of his musical output, especially as I've gotten to know it over the course of his musical output, it almost seems silly to try and use words to describe it. It's just purely incredible. If you're someone that likes to find and dig out secrets. Because Jim didn't really travel a lot or didn't want to spend his life in the back of you know, whatever touring vehicle there was and stuff. He did not get as well known as the merit of his music. And so if you're someone that thinks it's pretty fun to find somebody like that of that quality and then have, you know, 8, 10, 12 more records that are just going to blow you away as you backtrack and discover them, that's a name I would be looking into. And and you can go to jimmillerstory.com to, if you're interested in that, you can, there's a documentary produced by Milt Lee, and you can find that at jimmillerstory.com. And after you hear that, you will be hooked. And believe me, it will not be in a negative way. Miller Fest is this Sunday at Bridget's. Music starts around 2. That's in Bemidji. Camp Du Nord in Ely. They're having a big concert this weekend. The part that's open to the general public and is only, I believe, $10 for admission is on Sunday from 3 to 5:45 p.m. And there's 4 acts, including Lucy Michelle, the Okie Dokie Brothers, who are Grammy Award-winning artists, featuring else, including Danny Vitale from Hibbing, originally from Hibbing, and then Jeremy Messersmith will finish that out. So that's some things that you can check out this weekend. Well, Little Man, Chris Parricelli's band, released their original Face record in March, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. From that, here is The Builder on Center Stage, Minnesota.
You wanna get out. Yeah.
song called Simply Scat. The album's called Abduction, and that is Space Monsters. I saw that band. Heard nothing about them. It's one of the things I like about going to festivals. When we were down at Muskie Days this last, at the end of July, and I walked over to the Niji radio stage, KKWE, the stage over at the Terrapin Mural, also known as the Terrapin Mural stage. KKWE is the new radio station down on the White Earth Indian Reservation. And these guys were there. They're from the Twin Cities. Young kids kicking butt. Man, they were exciting. They were such an exciting band. And it's just really fun to see people that young that just get it, and they must practice really hard. They were so tight and so exciting. I guess I might have said that already. Scat from Space Monsters. Holler before that from their World of Joy release, In the Red, and then that set was started by Little Man the Builder from the original Face release that came out this spring. Little Man is Chris Paricelli's project. He was part of the crew for Ike Riley out of Chicago, and he grew up on the East Coast, and then he's got a lot of experience in touring with Ike Riley. He got a number of chances to spend two or three night stands at the Turf Club and other places in the Twin Cities. And traveling around the country, you got to really get a look at all the different music scenes, and the Twin Cities attracted him the most. So he moved up here and released the first Little Man CD around 2007, and it continues to be a great piece of the Twin Cities and Minnesota music scene. Foiled Rotten in Bemidji is a proud supporter of Northern Community Radio. Foiled Rotten, a food truck featuring gourmet burritos with vegetarian, vegan, and meat options, creating a weekly revolving theme menu using organic produce. Open Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to midnight. More details at foiledrotten.net and on Facebook, Foiled Rotten, where you can get your face messed up. We receive support also from Bemidji Brewing Company, located downtown at 401 Beltrami Avenue. Fresh craft beers on tap and growlers to go at the tap room, celebrating a year of beer at their Beer Day Bash on Saturday, September 6th. For more information, see Bemidji Beer on Facebook or the web. Well, Sam Miltich and Clearwater Hot Club are playing tonight, starting at 8 at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji. Jazz cellist Martha Larson is joining them. This is a great opportunity to see some great free, no admission music at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji. Louisiana Fairy Tale is a release that the Clearwater Hot Club and Tim Kliphouse released back in 2009. Here is a Sam Miltich tune called La Bossa du Grand Marais. Thank you. La Bossa du Grand Marais from Louisiana Fairy Tale. Tim Klipphaus and Clearwater Hot Club. Sam Milchich and Clearwater Hot Club at Bridget's tonight. Guest jazz cellist, very accomplished musician, Martha Larson, sitting in. Kari's coming up with new music. This has been Center Stage Minnesota, and we're going to finish up today with part of a tune from the title track from Out of Nowhere, released from originally from Bemidji, now living in Duluth, Darren Bergsven.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and set it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. As fresh as a flower, made every hour for me.